Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio. I am your host, Neil Roland, and today we're going to cover ITIL certification scheme. And whether you are calling it ITIL, ITIL, anything in between, but it is the Information Technology Infrastructure Library, and this exclusive radio program found on www.gogo.com is going to cover the structure and some of the basics about the ITIL certification. Let's get started. All right, so then by this point, you are probably familiar with ITIL if you've clicked on this radio show. But for those who do not know, just briefly, this is an IT service management certification, and there are a series of certifications that you can earn in relationship to this knowledge area and the best practices associated with it. At the very base level, there is something called foundation, and as the name applies, this is going to lay the foundations of all of the learning and the terms and the knowledge and pretty much lay the lexicon of information to be able to have a common understanding, a common verbiage, common communication, that if everyone is using the same terms in the same way and with the same meaning, then you are going to get better communication, better understanding, and then you can apply it further, which will lead us into the higher levels of the certification. So to step back a second, let's look at the big picture. In some certifications, they are going to give you one certification for everything, which would include everything from knowing what a straight definition is all the way to being able to break apart situations and put them back together and thoroughly understanding the concepts. The nice thing with this ITIL certification is that they have not lumped every single part of it together and require you to master every single element of it. The beauty behind the ITIL certification is that you can work towards more and deeper understanding, comprehension, application, but more importantly, you can demonstrate at a very foundational or basic level, yes, I have understanding of the basic terms and what ITIL is about, and then you can build upon that, and that scaffolding will really definitely, you can build upon it, you can grow into the certification and into the whole management of it and the best practices that it implies. The way that this was built around is something called Bloom's taxonomy. And Bloom's was a social psychologist or a cognitive psychologist who was looking at the levels of understanding and learning. And his taxonomy that he had prophesized was that there are layers or different thinking skills or different learning that takes place at different levels. At the very base level is knowledge. If you think about in math, you probably have straight out knowledge, just pure spitback, being able to say, well, 3 times 3. If I were to say that, you probably have a knowledge that the answer is 9. That may be just rote memorization. That may be the pure understanding that this is what it is. That, or if I said, what is the state capital of Michigan? And you said Lansing. That is knowledge. But if you were to go up a level in the Bloom's taxonomy, the next higher order thinking skill is comprehension. Well, if I said 3 times 3 is 9, the comprehension of it means, oh, well, if I have 3 of these and I have 3 sets of them, that equals 9. That's comprehension. Now you're taking it up a level. Those two, knowledge and comprehension in the Bloom's taxonomy, is the concept or the structure behind the foundations exam. So if you were to get the first level of the ITIL certification schema would be the foundation, you would have to demonstrate that you have a comprehension and basic knowledge of what ITIL is about, what it means, terms. So if I said to yourself incident management or an incident model, you would be able to either in a knowledge base tell me, okay, that is a service operation, and maybe a definition right back. Or comprehensively, the next level, thinking, all right, if I have an incident, that means there's disruption, which means that that the service is not being delivered as promised according to SLAs. See, now we're getting to more of a comprehension level. And that is the basics, the basis of the first foundational, or the first in the cycle of the ITIL certifications. But if we were going to take that further, the next Bloom's taxonomy level is application. An application, as you may guess, is how do we apply this? If I know that 3 times 3 is 9, but what does it mean? Well, I could apply it in the sense that, oh, I have 3 apples there, another 3 apples over there, and then a third set of apples at the store. As you can see, now I can apply it. Oh, if I add 3 more here, you get the point. In ITIL, you're thinking, all right, if we have incidences, how can I apply that? Well, maybe I can apply it to my service desk and maybe applying the process of incident management within my ITIL structure. The next level is analysis. And analysis then is the understanding of viewing something and being able to break it down and think about, oh, what does that mean? Or where does this relate? And why is this happening? And then a next level up is synthesis. And synthesis is taking those pieces and even being able to break it down. For instance, if I had a problem, and in problem management, I'm thinking, or a situation, let's go broader, because really this is higher level thinking skills in within the Bloom's taxonomy, but within the whole premise in general, in the sense that, all right, I have situation, something's going on, and I'm trying to decide where are the incidences, where are the problems, what is really happening here, and how do I work out the situation? And you can break things down, and then be able to put them back together. That is the idea of both application, analysis, and synthesis. And those three are what comprises the intermediate, is what it's called in the center, the intermediate level of the ITIL certification. The first two were comprehension and knowledge. Those set the foundation. Now, those are required for you to become certified in first. And that, of course, is the ITIL Foundation exam. You can take it in a classroom or in a course, or you can just read. But the idea is that you can demonstrate that you have that knowledge and comprehension. But, of course, you need to now take that to the next level. You need to apply it and being able to analyze and synthesize situations using the data and the knowledge and the comprehension that you've already obtained. So at the middle, the intermediate level certifications, you are going to need to do both, all 6 of these that I've already mentioned. I'm sorry, all 5 of these. We haven't talked about evaluation yet. So in the intermediate, there is a requirement that you need to have a class. You must take some sort of training, whether that training be online or it be in a classroom setting or instructor-led online. In any situation, it must be done through an accredited company such as APMG. And APMG thoroughly looks through the training and the content being covered and makes certain that they are, in fact, viable and useful, effectual in the sense of delivering the effective training to you, and as a benefit to you, by spending the money in a training course, you know that you are getting a good service of value, but also they are allowed to use the official OGC graphs and text, etc. In any case, you must get some sort of training for those intermediate. Now, there are two paths that you can take within the intermediate part of the certifications. There are what are deemed as life cycle modules, which are your five core publications according to ITIL. There is a service strategy, service design, service transition, service operation, and continual service improvement. Those are each worth three. And I say three in the purpose of the total that you must get are 22. If you arrive at 22 credits, you are an ITIL expert. So at the foundation, you are going to earn two. When you get all the way through, you're going to be at 22. That means you are needing to gain 20 in between. There are 3 points or 3 credit points each for the five life cycles modules. Again, SS, ST, SO, CSI, and I missed one there. But there are five. Those five each are three. That's 15. And then you can gain the capstone, if you will, is the ITIL expert, managing across the life cycles. And if you gain that managing across the life cycles, that's worth five and three for each of the life cycle modules. You are now at 22, because don't forget your two from foundation. But there is another path that you can take, and that is capability modules. And that includes planning, protection, and optimization, service offerings and agreements, release, control, and validation, and operational support and analysis. Each of those are worth 4 points or 4 credits. Now, here's the neat part. You do not have to go exclusively one way or another. Some people prefer, if you are a practitioner within the IT infrastructure in service management, and you feel more comfortable purely going on the capability modules, then by all means, you can gain the 15 credits prior to managing across the life cycle, because that managing across life cycle, again, is the capstone, and that is required no matter which way you go, whatever path. And likewise, the foundations at the bottom. Those are, if you will, think of them as bookends. But in the middle, how you, or if you want to think about it as a sandwich, all right, those are the breads. What's the meat that you need to cover? And that meat is 15 credits, however you wish to attain them. You can get 3 for any lifecycle module, 4 for any capability. There are 4 capability modules to choose from, as I just listed, and there are 5 lifecycle. In either case, you can mix and match until you get the right combination that you want. If you get more than 15, that's more power to you. But you do not get any credit if you go less than 15. You must get a minimum of 15, and then you can head towards your managing across the life cycle, which is 5 points. And together, that's going to be 22 credits. Therefore, there are a number of training classes that you're probably, well, you're going to need to take, as well as the exams. And these exams can be administered anywhere. They could be administered virtually at proctored locations. APMG is a U.S. version of the UK-based. APMG US, as well as the main UK-based company that administers the exams, but they can be, for the fee, of course, given to you wherever you are able to have it proctored. And many certification exam prep courses include within the price of and the fees and the enrollment, you get the exam as proctored and administered within it. So to conclude then, to get all the way through the ITIL certification schema, you must, of course, first get the foundation. You must first get the ITIL version 3 certification in Foundation. 2 points. Next, you decide, where do I want to gather the next 15? And those can be your capability modules. Again, that is operational support and analysis, release, control, and validation, service offerings and agreements, and the final choice within that module or those modules is planning, protection, and optimization. Or you can also do more management-oriented ones, which are service strategy, service design, service transition, service operation, and CSI. Then the final 5 that you must acquire are going to be in the course and the associated exam, managing across the life cycle. And that, of course, since it's at the end, finishes the Bloom's taxonomy. Because the final and the highest order thinking skill within the Bloom's taxonomy is evaluation, where you really need to evaluate the pieces, where to make the best choices, where to make the decisions. And if you've learned or if you've started to study some parts of ITIL, there's something called the DIKW spiral. And that is data, information, knowledge, wisdom, which actually goes and correlates some here to the Bloom's taxonomy, because at the highest level, that is wisdom. We need to apply all the layers below it and now be able to evaluate, well, what is the best situation? Where do we best apply? Where do we best fit and make the service and manage the IT service the way that is most ideal, the most applicable to our situation and the needs at hand? So that is, in a very small nutshell, the path that you must go through to obtain an ITIL certification. If you wish to go all the way to an expert, you can certainly gain ITIL credits throughout, and that is a nice boost to your resume, because you can show at any level that you wish to demonstrate through these certifications, saying I am either at the lowest of the Bloom's taxonomy or at the highest or somewhere in between. That is the overview. If you have any questions, or if you would like me or anybody to be able to give you more information on the ITIL certifications, or if you have other questions to ask me or the community here at GoGo, you may submit your questions, your comments in the box below or anywhere else. You can also visit my profile that is available here at GoGo.com, and I would be more than happy to assist you and give you any guidance you so seek. All right, thank you, and thank you for joining this radio show, and I look forward to participating more. And if you have more ideas for radio programs, please do not hesitate to ask, and I would love to contribute them. Thank you, and goodbye.